Well, this morning, as a follow-up behind our shepherds and the challenge as they present, our time is now. I'll be honest with you. When when the ward came and said, "Hey, this is our this is our theme. This is what we're doing. Our time is now." And they told me that. I thought to myself, "I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I love it." I love that idea. The fact that we would sit and wait for some other time, for things to get better, for things to line up a certain way, for the fact that we would sit idly by and contemplate what we might do if everything lined up the way that we wanted it to, and time and opportunities and all of those things that we pray about, just we miss them. We miss them. And we have an opportunity this year to think about right now. What are we doing right now? What have we done this morning? Think back on every moment since you got here. What have you done to make the kingdom a desirable place for those who are not in the kingdom? What have we done to bring them in here? You know, we have visitors this morning, you know, people that are searching for a church home. We have people that are new. What have we done as children of God, as kingdom citizens? What have we done to welcome and to make Highland Hills a place where that ministry can just happen? That's going to be a challenge. And this morning, as I continue with this, the theme of beginning a new journey, and it goes right along, with the concept of our time being now to start something. I know there's a lot of people who've been Christians for a long time, but maybe, just maybe, we need to start a new journey in that Christian walk, in that kingdom citizenship, a new journey that looks more productive than it's ever looked. And this morning, as we continue with the idea of beginning a new journey and embracing the now of our kingdom citizenship, I want to talk about getting on the road to transformation. Because there's, honestly, there is a way that we have always done this thing, isn't there? I mean, there's a way we grew up doing church. There's a way we grew up being Christians. There's a way that we just kind of have always been expressing our faith. And I'm challenging us, I'm challenging myself to get on this road to transformation. Maybe the way that we've always approached our personal responsibility in the kingdom, maybe we need to change that. And maybe we need to be more productive. Maybe we need to be productive, period. But in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17 through 18, the Bible tells us that we, those of us who have experienced the glory of God, those of us, we with unveiled faces all reflect the glory of God. Remember the story of Moses being in the presence of God. I mean, face to face as he could be, but his face to the presence of God. And it changed his appearance, and he had just this glow about him, and Paul says that we have that same glow, but our faces are not veiled. We with unveiled faces all reflect the glory of God, and we are being transformed into his likeness, being transformed more and more every day. Every time we take him up on his offer to be a kingdom citizen, every time we seize the now that we are experiencing, we are transformed into more and more of his likeness. We're being transformed in the likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Did you catch that? With ever increasing glory. Now, there is a God experience that I've had in my life. And there is a level of kingdomness, kingdom citizenship that I've experienced. And at times I get real comfortable with that and think, I'm waking up today and I'm going to just hit it again and we're going to do this thing just like we did yesterday. But the Bible says there is an ever increasing glory. See, my transformation isn't where I get to this place and I'm experiencing God and I'm a kingdom citizen and I'm doing this and I fall into this comfortable place, this comfortable level. We'll call it a rut. where I just fall into this thing where, yeah, this is, it's an ever increasing, it's an always moving, it's a never stagnant, it's getting from here to there, constantly becoming more Christ-like. So if we've gotten to a place where we're comfortable in our kingdom citizenship, in our kingdom walk, in our kingdom experience, if we've reached this point where we've made it, well, maybe we need to begin a new journey. Maybe we need to pray about, God, help me see the ever increasing glory. See, we got to want that, because the road to transformation begins with desire. We got to want to be transformed. We got to want to have ever-increasing glory. We got to want to know Christ and Christ in us. We got to want that. It's not just going, God's not just going to come down and inhabit us. We've got to want that, and it begins with desire. And if we don't want to be transformed, guess what? We won't be. If we don't ever want to be different, if we don't ever want to experience more of the fullness and the glory of Christ, then we won't. The road to transformation begins with desire, and desire to transform rises from ruin. You know, there was a movie called Eat, Pray, Love, Share, Pray, Eat. I don't know, something about eating. I know that eating was in there. And this was I know that. I'm a fat guy, I know. And this idea of transformation arises from ruin was throughout this this movie, this book, and the reality is that so true? Is that until we recognize the spiritual bankruptcy that we are, until we recognize the complete inadequacy of wherever we are in Christ, we will never desire to go beyond that. You know, C.S. Lewis put it this way, that until, you know, we are content to make mud pies in a slum, because we can never fathom the idea of a vacation at the seashore. You see, we get into this place where we've got it all figured out. But Romans 12 and 1 says that present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. That is your spiritual act of worship. And then he goes on in verse 2 to say, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will know what God's will is, His good, perfect, and pleasing will. And you know, that's a scripture that we quote, that we, you know, live by, and we talk about worship and our lives as this act of worship. But the fact is that he's saying we have to recognize that there is a need to be different. There is a need to rise above the ruin of our spiritual bankruptcy and continue to experience more of Christ and more of a relationship with God and a deeper understanding of Him. And until we realize, God, wherever I stay put is spiritual ruin. Wherever I get comfortable, wherever I, in this biblical kingdom experience, wherever in my relationship with Christ, and wherever in my Christ-likeness, whenever I get to a place and I'm like, you know what, this is nice, and I'm just going to hang out here for a while. I'm just going to sit and enjoy my place in the kingdom. Whenever we get here, it becomes spiritual ruin. It's spiritual bankruptcy. Because we're dependent on where we are in ourselves. We're dependent on where we are in the moment. We're dependent on the fact that we've got it all figured out, and this is as far as I need to go. And there's no ever increasing glory in staying put. And that is spiritual ruin. And when we recognize that, transformation can continue to happen. Because who wants to stay in ruin? I mean, who wants to continue to live in a state of lack? But we've got to recognize that. And we've got a desire to move. So my question this morning is, do you want to be transformed? Do we recognize where we are? Do we want to be transformed? What that means is, do you want to be like Christ? Do you want to be like Christ, ever increasing glory? You know, the fact is, if you look through the Gospels we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And all of those Gospels, we have the sum total of the Jesus experience here on earth. And in the sum total of those books, those four accounts, those four, eyewitness accounts of the life of Christ, we have 19 days. I've told you this before. We have 19 days of the man's life referenced. And you know what those 19 days display? You know what those 19 days spell out? From the day he was born to the day that he was on the cross to the day that he ascended into heaven. Do you know what those 19 days spell out to me? An ever increasing glory. He moved from literal infant to being glorified by the Father because he was never willing to stay put. He was always being transformed into what God wanted him to be. Do you want to be like Christ? I'll leave you with this illustration. There was a man who wanted to be more like Christ. There was a man who just got to the point where he realized, I've gone to church, I've experienced, but there's got to be something more. And he noticed there was this quiet older man who was always at church, who was always serving, who was always, in a great mood, who was always, joyful no matter how bad things were, no matter how good they were. He was always serving joyously. He was always giving people a word of encouragement. He was always just becoming more and more like Christ. And he knew this disciple to be a mentor to others. And so this man goes to him and says, I want to be more like Christ. I want to experience a relationship with Christ that's more than what I'm experiencing now. And the disciple said, do you really want to experience that? Do you really want to grow? Do you want to really want to be like Christ? And the man said, more than anything. And he said, well, I will mentor you, but you meet me at the beach tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The man showed up, 3:30, had his best suit on, dressed for success, dressed for the day. The guy was there, the disciple was there, and he said, I'm going to ask you one more time, do you really want to be Christ-like? Do you really want to be transformed? Do you really want to experience? Because more than anything, I'll do more than anything, I want to be transformed. More than anything, I want to be like Christ. He said, okay, walk out into that water. Maybe he should have wore something different. So he starts walking out into that water, and he gets up to about his waist, and he turns around, and his new mentor is right behind him, and he said, no, keep on going. Keep on going. He says, are you kidding me? I'm out here in my best suit. I thought we were going to be praying. I thought we were going to be studying. I don't want to be a lifeguard. I want to be Christ-like. What are we doing here? He said, keep on walking. So he gets out about his shoulders. Turns around there. He said, no, keep on going. He said, do you want to be Christ-like? Do you really want to? He said, yes, I do. He said, keep walking. So he gets out to just his chin, and he's struggling, and he says, do you want to be Christ? Do you want to be transformed? He said, I do. So the guy grabbed his head and held it under the water. And he's just struggling, and he's kicking, and he's clawing, and he's fighting to get his head above water, and that guy's just holding him under the water, and as the air in his lungs starts to thin out, and the pain becomes more than he can bear, and he's clawing, and he's scratching, he's doing whatever he can do, and right before he passes out, the guy pulls him up, and he says, now, do you want to be transformed? He says, yes. He says, well, when you realize that you want to be like Christ as much as you want to breathe, then, and only then, will you ever be transformed. Have you ever had an asthma attack? Have you ever, anybody struggle with asthma to where, and had an attack where you're just gasping for air? You know, in those moments when you are just, when all your, everything's closing up and you are just gasping for air, you're not worried about what time it is. You don't care about the weather. You're not worried about being late to work. All you want to do is breathe. All you want to do is get that next breath of air. Until we see our relationship with Christ, until we see this ever increasing glory, like we see breath, we will never be transformed. See, some of us want to be transformed just kind of. Some of us want to be, but when we get to the point where we want to walk with Christ more than we want money, when we want to be transformed more than we want to eat, when we want to be Christ-like more than we want to be popular, more than we want to be influential, when we want to be like Christ, like we want to breathe, then we will understand what transformation is like. When we will do this for free, regardless of whether or not God will bless me, when we will give no matter what the payback is, when we will give our time, whether or not anybody will ever know, when we will give of our resources, whether or not it will ever come back to us shaken together, pressed down, and running over, when we will give of ourselves, regardless of who's watching, and when we want to be like Christ, like we want to breathe, then we'll be transformed. So the question isn't, do you want to be transformed? The question isn't, do you want to be like Christ? The real question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want this? I can't tell you what the payoff's going to be, because the Bible says it's greater than anything we could ever ask or imagine. I can't tell you what the experience is like to go through life chasing and pursuing ever-increasing glory, because it's beyond anything that mankind can comprehend in this life. But I'm telling you this. Whenever we think, it's more. And our time is now to begin this journey to get on this road to transformation. This morning, do you want to be transformed? This morning, do you want to be like Christ? Do you want to put away self-dependence? Do you want to put away self-reliance and rely on Christ, rely on God, and to take Him up on His offer to have a supernatural life? Do you want that? Well, how bad do you want it? If you have a need, if you want to be prayed with, prayed for, if you want to confess Christ, to be baptized this morning, would you let us know as together we stand and as we sing?